What's going on, gang? Welcome to the brand new Tuesday episode of the fucking rowdiest podcast on the market, baby. How are you? Let's get down and dirty. If you listen to fucking Young Daddy, you're down for the nitty gritty, man. We don't play around here. We talk about how shit really is. We talk about how things really are. We talk about how that man don't text you back. That's the reason why. You know what the fuck it is? Maybe it's because your pussy smell like cheese. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason. I didn't want to say it, but you know it is what it is, you know? Nah, I'm just fucking around. What's up, gang? How are you? You okay? Everybody all right? Welcome to the new fucking Young Daddy, baby. Have you ever noticed when British guys talk shit? I mean, it's just, I'm watching this guy on World Star Hip Hop, my one and only website, you know? And when these British guys talk shit to each other, it is fucking ridiculous. Yeah, are you couple pickle dicks over here, man? You want to really show who's got the chavs, man? I'll hit you with the boogie woogie. You know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous how these guys talk shit to each other. None of it is threatening. None of it at all. I feel like it makes me want to fight somebody more because I'm like, oh, this guy doesn't even know how to talk shit, you know? But what's going on? I've been spending too much time on the internet and spending a lot of time playing guitar, you know? I got a new fucking guitar. I got a nice little Fender Telecaster. One of my favorite guitars. Decided to get back into it, you know? I decided daddy's on the couch a lot in the winter, and I needed a little something to finger when I'm not fingering other things. You know what I'm saying? That's one for you, Tone. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got jealous of the idea of guys who get to come home and, or girls, you know, we're living in a fucking equal world, baby. But I got jealous of people who get to come home and then they just have like a hobby they can do at home and get better at, you know? And guitar is so easy to just sit on the couch and just play. And I used to play when I was a teenager and I thought, man, if I would have fucking kept playing until now, I'd be like amazing at guitar right now. Like, I think it takes 5 years to get really fucking like great at a lot of things, you know? So if you start now, you can fucking do it. And I realized the thing that got me up my ass about guitar again was my ex bought a new fucking Fender Stratocaster guitar and like showed me a picture of it back when we were talking. And I was like, oh, fuck. And all of a sudden I got that itch. I was like, I want to play that fucking guitar, you know? So then we stopped talking, started arguing again. So I got all fucking manic, worked myself up to Guitar Center. I spent like an hour in that motherfucker, you know? They always say, like, when you're buying a guitar, just play it first. You got to play it first. You got to see how it feels. I never really got that. You know what I mean? Because if you're just okay at an instrument or you're like, you know, if you're not great, you're not going to really fucking know. But I was trying these guitars out that were, like, in my budget. And I kept just eyeing this beautiful white Fender on the wall. And it was a few $100 more. But I just kept eyeing. I was like, you know, maybe I should just try it. Maybe I should just try it, you know, just give it a quick whirl. And as soon as I played it, I was like, yep, I'm breaking the budget. This is it. It just felt like the one. So I finally understood that fucking feeling. And I got to tell you, I've been playing for like 5 hours a day. I mean, last night I played from like fucking 10 p.m. to 5 in the morning. Just playing, you know, it's just so fun. Guys, I really recommend, If you're spending too much time on your fucking cell phone or depressed at home, pick up a fucking musical instrument, all right? Preferably a trumpet. Play it under your fucking neighbor's door or in your roommate's room. That way you don't bring that kind of beginner sound into your own room. You want to keep your own room relaxed, you know? But it's very therapeutic. It's a great fucking outlet, I gotta say. I recommend it. I fucking recommend it. Start rapping. Grow out cornrows. Start freestyling in your kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking do it up. Why not? Why the fuck not? It's a great thing to have, you know? And then one day if you have kids or something, they'll look at you and be like, whoa, my mom used to play the fucking trombone? That's crazy, you know? So get freaky. She doesn't know what, your daughter's not going to know what kind of trombone you're playing. It was all rusty, but anyways, how the fuck are you? Listen, I got a bone to pick with the gang. We got a lot of good emails today. A lot of great emails. Keep sending them in to yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and fucking say it. Take a second. Screenshot your fucking phone. Post it to Instagram. Tell a friend about the podcast. Turn somebody on to Young Daddy. If every one of you shared this with fucking three friends today and went, listen to this goddamn podcast, we'd be fucking famous tomorrow. We'd all be viral, baby. You know? That way the only thing viral about me wouldn't be this STD. There'd be other ways to be viral. Okay? But yeah, listen. Here's the thing, gang. I'm tired of TikTok. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I never downloaded TikTok. But it's time that you all get off of TikTok. Okay? Here's what people don't understand. Let me just give you a thing. TikTok is a Chinese company, okay? And every single one of these Chinese tech corporations, they all funnel money into the Chinese government because since it's a communist government, they have complete control and like final say with all of their fucking corporations. So by using this fucking app, you're giving them so much data. You're giving them advertising revenue, all kinds of shit, and it's all directly benefiting the Chinese government. And here's the thing. We're kind of in a trade war with the Chinese government, and you're just giving them money. So whose fucking side are you on? And all this data, you know? Like, U.S. military isn't even allowed to have TikTok on their phones for that reason. And we're all just... And also, how funny are these fucking videos, really? I mean, every time... Also, I don't know if any of this is true. I heard 6 minutes of this on Joe Rogan. But how much fucking, you know, how many times are people going to say to me, isn't this so funny? Look, he's going to boop the cat on the nose. Isn't that so funny and worth time of your life? Fucking no. No, it's not. How fucking lame are we getting? That everything we're sharing now is just, look at my dog's butt. Look at it. Isn't it adorable? No, I'm going to fucking block you, Karen. Jesus Christ, you know? I mean, none of it's funny. None of it's funny. And it's all getting 8 million views. Am I bitter? Yeah. You bet your sweet ass, Mary. No, but you know what I mean? It's just like, what are we using the fucking TikTok for? It's like, it's not a good app. It celebrates the dumbest aspects of us. You know, can we protest the talk? Can we get off the talk? Is it time? Let's start a fucking movement, man. We gotta start putting America first, babe. You know? And that's the Russian Jew in me. Am I crazy for having that opinion? I don't know. But I can tell you this. That shit's not worth it. Stick to posting underboob on Instagram. That's where it's at. Okay? I got a big underboob photo series coming up on my Instagram. You're not going to want to miss that. You know what I mean? Let's keep it to the sins I like. Let's keep it to over-exaggerated asses and butt implant. That I like to see, you know? If you look at my Explore page on Instagram, you'd be disgusted, okay? It's all lip injections and just fake-looking Instagram models. I can't help it. I can't fucking help it. My brain is so simple and stupid that as soon as I see a hot girl who doesn't know what political party she's a part of, I just click like. I just have to. And that's how dumb men are. Do you understand? But I don't follow any of them. I don't follow any of them. I made my brother purge like 400 of these fucking butt models and stop following them. Because you know what? We don't support that either, wink, wink. But what's up? We're off to a spicy start, man. It's a fucking Tuesday. We're in it. We're in the cut. Young Daddy Nation, we here, you know. Oh, by the way, real quick. We're first wave of the tour dates are out, okay? They're out. They're out on the fucking website, gang. You've been asking me to come to your city, and I'm coming, all right? Levfer.com/shows. Providence, Rhode Island on March 19th at the Comedy Connection. Portland, Maine at the Empire Comedy Club on Friday, March 20th. Chicago, Illinois. I'm so fucking excited to see Chicago. I've never been. Tuesday, March 24th. And the next day, I'm in Tampa, Florida, March 25th. And April 29th, I'm in New York City. Some of these shows are headlining shows. Some of them are Young Daddy Live podcasts. What's the difference? I don't fucking know, okay? All I know is I'm coming out. I'm going to do some fucking stand-up. might bring some of you on stage. We might go over a couple of dating questions. We might present the scenario that you're in, talk to the audience about it. All I know is it's going to be a goddamn fun, wild fucking time, and I can't wait to see you guys, and I can't wait to hang out with you. Bring your friends. We'll definitely, you know, I always like to grab drinks with folks after the show, so bring some friends. Come hang out. Levfur.com/shows for tickets, and there's more dates coming soon. The agents are working on that, you know? We're doing on negotiations. I'll definitely, you guys are asking about DC and Boston. Folks are asking me to come back. I'm definitely coming back, folks. I'll be back once a year in probably most cities. I just got to make sure I don't come too early. I got to give you guys new material. You know what I mean? I don't want to come and do the same fucking jokes. I also think we'll be adding Raleigh, North Carolina. But yeah, man, did you guys watch the Oscars? Also, I hope nobody's upset about the fucking first 10, man. I'm fucking around here. All right. I'm joking around. But yeah, anybody watch the Oscars, you know? Is anybody watching that shit anymore? I was happy for my guy Brad Pitt. Finally got his first Oscar. I think it was his first Oscar. I'm going to Google. How many Oscars does Brad Pitt have? I think he literally won his first one yesterday for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for Best Supporting Actor. And I got to say, yo, he fucking killed it in that movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was my favorite movie of the year. But the first time I watched it, I remember halfway through, I was like, this is fine. And when it finished, I was like, I can't wait to watch that again. And then I just rewatched it the other day. I ordered it on Amazon. And oh my God, I love that movie. It's just so fucking great. And I hate hippies. So it was like such a great movie. It's such a celebration of Hollywood. And it's really tremendous. I love that movie. To me, it's just Quentin's like love and tribute and homage to the Hollywood he grew up in and the fucking, or that he grew up loving as a kid and the fucking hippies that ruined it, you know? That to me is just fucking awesome. I love that movie. So definitely see it. Parasite won all the fucking awards, you know? South Korea, that was a great movie too. I watched that, that movie went through the fuck test. And what I mean by that is, this is how you know it's a good movie. I was watching it with a gal, and me and this particular gal, whenever we watch movies, during them, she's usually jerking me off and I'm usually rubbing her clit. You know, we like to get freaky. We like to get wet. We like to get saucy. We'll get halfway through the movie, won't be able to hold off anymore. We take a sex break, pause the movie, go have a bang, you know? We go have a bang, whatever, right? And then we get back, we start watching the fucking the movie afterwards. You know, 3 minutes later, we're back on the couch watching the movie. But Parasite was so fucking good that as we hit that point of like, all right, should we go fuck? We were both like, this movie's pretty fucking good. Let's finish it, you know? It's a goddamn good movie. You should watch it. You got to read the whole thing, which is fine, you know? I know Americans don't know how to read, but we'll figure it out, you know? But definitely watch that too. What else won? What else did well at the fucking at the Academy Awards, at the Oscars? It just feels like every year we're given less and less of a shit. I mean, they don't even have a fucking host for that thing anymore. You know, it's like you can't even have a host now because they go through anyone's tweets and are like, well, he said this thing in 2003, and for that reason, he's out. Okay, we can't have a host that said anything mean because we're all perfect people and we don't say anything wrong and everything is beautiful and this is the world we live in, and if you don't fucking like it, you're going to get canceled, okay? That's how every fucking thing is now. But what came out? Irishman was fucking great. Joker, I thought, was okay. Good movie, but just like so grating and depressing. I don't think I'd ever want to watch it again. 1917 was good. It's just impressive camera work, you know. The whole fucking movie is like two shots. Marriage Story was all right. It was enjoyable, you know. It wasn't a fucking Oscar winner, I'll tell you that. And Ford versus Ferrari, who gives a fuck, you know? There was also, what, Little Women and Jojo Rabbit. I haven't seen either. But I'll get around to them, you know what I mean? But yeah, what else has been happening? TikTok, the fucking Oscars, We'll jump into these emails, but real quick, sex tip of the week, folks. you know, when I find something I like to report it back to you, okay? Get some lube and masturbate together, all right? Who gives a shit that you're siblings? It's fine, all right? You're not technically touching each other. No, I'm just joking. But seriously, masturbate together with a person. That's always the, it's a great way, if you have a first round of sex, that's a great way to do a second round because there's so much less movement required, you know? If you guys are both tired, you had a hard go at it, that's a good way to keep the party going without having to get up on your feet, you know? So, that's my suggestion to you. It's very nice. You get to watch each other. It's fun. You don't have to work particularly hard. It's a nice little switch up. All right, just give it a try. Give it a whirl, okay? It's like watching live porn. And get a fucking mirror in your bedroom, folks. But let's jump into the emails, guys. Let's jump into the emails. I hope you've been having a solid week so far. I hope your Monday was good. There's some really good ones here that I wanted to jump into. As always, YUNG Daddy Show for emails. And let's jump into it. Questions a college girl wants answered. Okay. Do men want my entire pussy to be clean shaven, or what do you prefer? First of all, you could have started this email with a hello. You know what I mean? A little something. There's, hey, how are you? Just straight. Do men want my pussy shaved, or what do you prefer? Why don't men try as hard as women do at the beginning of a relationship? I want to talk all day long, and you're waiting hours to respond, and you leave me on open. Next question. This is going to be a good email. I already got some answers for you, sister. How can you tell if a guy's into you? If we match on Bumble and he gives me his Snapchat, feel free to add me on Snap. You add him that night. He adds you back that night. He snaps you late afternoon. And the next day, you ask your friends if you should initiate the convo first or make him do it. You get excited when he does it. You wait an hour to respond. Conversation strikes. He leaves you on open the next day. What the heck is he playing hard to get? Okay, listen, first part of your question, do men want my entire pussy to be clean shaven or what do you prefer? I think the majority of men prefer a clean shave, but I also think the majority of men will pretty much get over whatever you got. You know what I'm saying? We're pretty easy. I think that you should do whatever you like. As just keep it the only, like, me and Tamara talked about this on the last Patreon episode. And if you're not on the fucking Patreon, I almost feel bad. There's so many amazing episodes on there. Like, some of my favorite episodes are on that fucking Patreon. So many great guest episodes, some really spicy ones. So go join the fucking gang, folks. It's $5 a month. You get an extra episode every goddamn Friday. All right. I bring all my favorite fucking people and past guests on there. So go fucking join the family. All right. I'll be shouting out the new Patreons at the end of this episode. But we were just talking about this. If whatever you have, just make sure it's clean and presentable, okay? Like, if you're going to go bush, keep it a little control. Don't go fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I remember I saw a bush on this one chick. It was so sexy on her. It was like, man, this is some. It's like, I always say, it's like fucking hairstyles. Some people look better with bangs, you know? But what's it called? What was I going to say? Well, what was my other thought on this? If you're going to be fucking, these dogs are just such a goddamn distraction, walking around with their little goddamn paws. You can find them on my TikTok. But yeah, it's not a just keep whatever you got trimmed. I remember this one time though, I went down on this Jewish gal, you know, and normally that's against the law, but this particular time, went down on her. I remember she had such a, like, wild fucking bush that as I was going down on her, I couldn't even get to her clit. There was just so much hair in the way that instead of licking her clit, I was literally, my tongue was rubbing her pubes against her clit lightly. It was she even laughed as I was doing it. And I was like, why would you do, like, in my head, that's all I was thinking. Why the fuck would you do this? Like, you're making my performance shittier. You're making me look bad down here because you don't want to fucking put a little trimmy trim on this, you know? So don't go too fucking nuts. That's all. That's the only real tip I can give you there. But yeah, I also know certain girls who like prefer to keep a little something. It is what it is. Whatever you like, darling. Whatever makes you feel sexiest, just don't go fucking crazy. All right? Okay, and second of all, why don't men try as hard as women do at the beginning of the relationship? I want to talk all day long, and you're waiting hours to respond and leave me on open. Let me be completely honest with you. I think most adults, when they hear a person go, I want to talk all day long, just go, gross. That's the truth. That's the fucking truth. Because nobody wants that. That's not healthy. I would say the first part of your email is genuine curiosity. Cool, I get it. Like, what's the preference? Sure. But I will say the second and third parts of your email sound like you never have had an adult relationship where it's like, oh, this is a healthy balance of not being up each other's ass, and it sounds like you need a lot of attention and validation. I'm not trying to shit on you, but I'm saying this is very much like a college girl thing. I can feel the energy through the email. I can fucking feel it, okay? All this shit about he snaps you the next day, he leaves you on red, I get excited when he messages me, it's too much, babe. I'm telling you, you got to learn to relax and learn to understand. Hey, you got to learn to relax and learn to understand this ain't that serious, you know what I mean? It's either working with somebody, they either want to see you and they make an effort, or they don't. You know what I'm saying? You got to just make sure that you are a person that is to be desired. You got to make sure your personality and the way you present yourself to the world is enough to make the person go, oh, fuck, I want to see her again. I loved hanging out with her, or just make them miss you. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. And the rest of it should solve itself. Like all this stuff, if you're really worrying about the little things, like, am I going to text him at the right time? It's probably not going to work. Because when it's really working with somebody, you don't really think about that shit. You just try to play it a little cooler. You try not to act overexcited. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, otherwise, you just run with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you're spending too much time and looking for too much validation and attention from the person. And you should learn to manage your feelings a little bit. You can't be super excited whenever they message you and then feel down and lonely, like, what the fuck is going on when he's not messaging you? You need to learn to be stable through it all. You know what I'm saying? When he does message you, oh, cool, let's talk. When he doesn't, he doesn't. Like, and a lot of times I'll send a Snapchat and then 3 seconds later I'll be doing something else and I'm just not going to respond to anything because I'm not in response mode anymore. You know what I mean? I'm doing other shit. I'm hanging out with people. I'm living my fucking life. You know? There's a ton of reasons why somebody would take a long time to respond. For one, it's, you know, maybe they just don't fucking want to sit on their phone. Maybe they don't want to just sit there sending messages. Maybe you didn't say anything particularly interesting or ask a question that needed a response. And also, I'll just tell you this, I don't want to talk about anything over messaging. Anything at all. I don't want to get into any conversation, any serious topic over texting. Texting for me is I literally text like a fucking senile stepdad. It's, "Hi, are you home?" "Yes." "Okay, great." That's my texting. Seriously, I text like a disabled person. I really do. That's all I keep it for. It's business, all right? Because you can't hear tone over texts, which causes so many problems, especially with a girlfriend, you know? I mean, even just with my friend the other day, I sent him a text, and he misread the tone of it, and he thought I was, like, shitting on him, and I wasn't. And then we had to talk about it in person, you know? But that's the problem, is with that message, you can't get the tone. And, you know, this is just very, like, young, I need attention kind of shit. And if I were you, work past that. You got to grow out of that. All right. And I don't think I'm shitting on you, because every single one of us has been there. And there's definitely some people still there, but well into their fucking 40s, you know. But I hope that was helpful. Let them down. You know, I got to keep it real with you. You know, I do. That's why we fucking do this pod. I'm not going to bullshit you. All right. Next email is called Let Him Down, Then Match Him Up. "Hi, Lev. I met this guy on," she wrote Bubble. Did you misspell Bumble, or is there a new app called Bubble? "Anyways, a sweet, nerdy lawyer who is way more into me than I'm into him, which is how I like it. We went out on 2 dates, had a nice time together, but he reminded me too much of an ex, so I think it's best that I step aside.
Now, my dilemma. I was telling a coworker about the guy, showed her his picture, and she asked if I could link them up. I loved the idea, and I think they could make a cute couple. How do I get this guy on board? I'm thinking of throwing a shindig at my place where they could interact with no pressure, but I know at first I need to tell him that I'm no longer romantically interested. How do I ease into suggesting my friend slash coworker before he slams the door in my face? Do I drop the suggestion all in the same conversation or let him down, then follow up with the proposition? How would you prefer to be let down than matched up? Yeah, that's a tricky situation for sure. I'll tell you this, though. That thing of you liking when a guy is way more into you than you're into him, that's like, it's kind of weird to me. I don't know if I get that, because I always feel like when a girl's way more into me, I'm just kind of like, eh, you know? I just kind of start feeling like I got to cut that off before they get even more, you know, into it. So, but, you know, maybe you just like to be worshipped and adored. Maybe you got your own kinks. I hear you. I would say that, yeah, it sucks. You're definitely going to have to let this guy down. Because if he is way more into you, you're going to have to say to him, you know, hey, dude, I think that honestly, this is I'm going to give you the cheat. I'm going to give you the line that you say. OK, you just got to tell him, listen, like, I've been thinking about it. This sucks. But you're like, you're a great guy. I really think you're a cool dude. There's so many things I like about you. Unfortunately, that thing is just not there. And I'm just not feeling that thing, and I'm not just not totally into it. You know, I'm really sorry. I think you're a great dude. However, I have a friend who I think you'd be fucking awesome with, you know, and I would love to set you guys up on a date. That's exactly how you should say it. So it's like a punch. First, you're punching him in the face, and then you're going, but check out this other thing. There's like a little bit of a treat at the end, you know. It's like, that, I think, is the way to do it. You throw it as a 1-2 and see what he says. He's probably going to react to the first thing. And then once he, like, lets that out, he's probably going to be like, all right, well, let's see her, you know. So I hope your friend's hot, because that would suck so bad if a girl was like, listen, I'm just not that into you, but I have a friend who's super into you. And then she just shows you the ugliest girl you've ever seen. And he'd be like, are you just trying to hurt me? Is this a double attempt? That fucking hurt. You show me that after letting me down, you know? No, but also you can't help it. If you're not feeling it, you can also just tell him, like, you remind me a little too much of my ex. I think that's a very valid reason. I think that that's fine, you know? You can just be like, yeah, you kind of just remind me of my ex a little too much too. And I, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, but it's just, you know, that feeling, it's just kind of like a weird thing. It's a mental association. It is what it is. But yeah, I would do it. I would go for it. I think it's actually kind of a nice thing to do, to be like, listen, it's not working out for me, but Esmeralda over here, you might want to hit it off with her, because this bitch only does anal and she's a bit of a freaky deaky. You might want to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? You could do it that way. I think that's actually not bad. Let's jump into this one. A sexless relationship. Hey, Lev, I love your pod, and I'm just wondering if you could shed some light on an issue I'm having with my boyfriend. We've been dating for over a year, and things are amazing. Every aspect of our relationship, except for our sex life. We will go without having sex for 2 weeks, when I'd really prefer we bang it out daily. Let me be clear. I try. I walk around his apartment in just lingerie, and he doesn't bite. I used to send nudes, but he never asked for them, and when I do send them, the response is usually, thanks, no joke. He was studying female genitalia and anatomy, and I said, we could practice, and he flat out said no. What? But when we are together, he'll grab my butt and be playful. He builds the sexual tension, and then it goes nowhere. We've talked about watching porn, and I've seen it on his phone before, so I know he's still masturbating. We live 5 minutes away from one another, so I don't understand why you wouldn't just ask me to come over. I don't know how to bring this up without sounding like I'm trying to pick a fight. It's hard not to take it personally, especially when my sexual advances are constantly being rejected. Basically, I want to know how to talk to him about this without hurting his feelings or sounding whiny. Thanks in advance. Man, I mean, I love the image of you just walking around in lingerie. That's fucking great. I'll say, listen, I think this happens. I mean, I think a year in, this kind of happens. Me personally, like, even after, I mean, when I was dating somebody for a year, though, I still wanted to fuck.
Like, I very much still wanted to go at it. I would honestly, but I don't think that's most people. I have a friend who's been in a relationship for a long time, and he says for him, the hardest thing as a man is trying to keep up your sex drive once you're in a relationship. And he was like, I'm pretty sure that's a very common thing. So, I do think that is a true thing for a lot of men. And I do think that the longer relationships go, a lot of times, the more the sex slows down. But if I were you, I would genuinely just sit him down and go, hey, can we just have like a super honest talk? Like, I'm not getting pounded as much as I need to be. All right. So either we need to have a talk and see what's what and see how we can work on that together, because it can't just be me, because I don't want to feel like I'm being sexually rejected all the time. Or we need to figure out a way to bring your brother in. All right. He looks a lot like you. He'll do, you know. Yeah, have that talk. That's exactly what I think you should. And I don't think, and just go about it in a way. I mean, you say, I want to know how to talk to him about this without hurting his feelings or sounding whiny. I mean, I think I just said it in the way that you should say it. And you don't really need to be worried about hurting his feelings here, because it's just like, you just be like, hey, man, like, we're just not having a lot of sex. Like, what's the deal? Do you have anything on your mind? Are you feeling a certain way? Is there something I can do? Is there something you want to try? Maybe like get a list of there's all these things where you can see each other's like kinks and like fill out a form together of like, you know, it's at the DMV and but you fill it out. And it's like, would you want to do this? Would you want to do that? Do you want fucking candle wax on your balls? Like all this shit. You know what I'm saying? So try this. See what you guys can try out. Maybe you need a little anal in your life, you know? I had a 50-minute anal session the other night. It was the most anal I have ever had in my life. I mean, it was 9 guys behind me. And, you know, one was in the front. Another guy was in front of me. No, I'm kidding. But, no, I had anal sex with this chick the other night. And it went on for so long. You know, I was almost drunk. I was like tipsy. I was in that sweet spot. I just couldn't come. I just like couldn't finish. And she was just taking it like a champ. You know, we were having a fucking wild, fun time. But I was like, in my head, okay, I'm taking way too long to come. And I just pulled out and just jerked myself off until right then. And then, you know. And then, you know, just got myself there. Like, that's how guilty I felt. I was like, I'm taking way too fucking long to come here, you know, which is usually not a problem for me at all. But the next morning we wake up, we slept in mad late. And I said to her, I was like, that was a lot of anal. And she goes, yeah, you're telling me. And I really fucking cracked me up. Cause like on my end, I was like, that's a lot of anal. I can't imagine how that felt on her end, but. Wild time, you know. Sometimes you get, she's like, I usually only let boyfriends do that. I was like, I know, me too. But spice it up, gang. Spice it up. Get a lot of lube. Try some shit out. Yeah, is it, are you going to have to take all your fucking comforters and sheets to the dry cleaners? Of course. That's a part of it. It's a part of the experience. You know, I really fucking hope those stains come out. Genuinely really hope. That's my favorite comforter. But, yeah, have an honest talk with your dude. You know, they're I think... One of the biggest problems relationships face is this. I think it's very common in terms of your guys' libidos not being on the same page. You need to fucking spice it up, and it sounds like you're doing things that, you know, you're trying stuff out, and I respect that. The fact that you're walking around in lingerie, etc., you're throwing the lines out there, we could practice, all that shit, you know? I ask him if there's, you know, just have this honest talk. Let it be an hour conversation. Dive into it. Do it over drinks, maybe, so he's a little more likely to open up about this shit, or, you know, you guys have to work on this together, because once the sex goes in a relationship, the relationship's kind of over. You know, Chris Rock has got a great bit where he's like, people think that problems start in their relationship later. He's like, no, the problems are always there. You were just fucking, so you didn't pay attention to them, and I think that there's a lot of truth to that. But yeah, let's do one last email real quick. This one is called Do I Say It First? Hey, Lev, I'll jump right in. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months now, and it's going amazing.
I know that 4 months isn't very long, but everything about our relationship has moved pretty quickly. I have known that I love him since probably close to week 3, which is close, I know, which is crazy, I know. I've been in love twice before, so it's a bit easier for me to know. He, however, has never been in love before. It's starting to drive me crazy not saying it, especially because I'm getting more and more vibes that he loves me. I know this is very weird and millennial example, but he sent me a meme recently that spelled out I-L-Y and Cheetos, and the caption was, "This is the perfect way to tell your boo." His stepdad also recently said, "The two women you love the most in the world," referring to me and his mom. Can I say it first? Will it scare him? I'm not entirely sure if I'll be okay if he doesn't say it back. What is your take on this? So basically, this girl is afraid of saying, "I love you" first. Yo, Angel, if you're dating a girl and she said, "I love you" first, would that be a problem for you? Okay, so Angel, as a gay man, says that four months is enough time for that to work. Here's the thing. I agree. However, I have always been the one to say I love you first in relationships. I've always been the one to do it. I kind of think it's a man's responsibility to step on that ledge and, like, take that scary moment and say it out loud. It's a scary moment because you say I love you, and then if they don't say it back, it's like, oh, we're done. Like, we're probably not going to recover, you know? It's like the beginning of the end. It's like a white flag starting to fucking wave. So, I remember Corinne Fisher, I'm pretty positive she said, always let the guy say it first when she was on the podcast earlier. Like, let him do it. And I agree. I think in a perfect world, he does say it first. I do, however, think that if you say it to him, you know, he might just say it back and you're not going to have a problem in it and it's fine. I don't think it's a problem. I really don't. That's just my intuition. I think the one risk, though, is because men are more prone to being scared off and that pressure and us feeling like we see the end in sight once we're, like, serious and in a relationship with somebody. That's the only thing you're really gambling with is you say, I love you, and then in his head he goes, oh, shit. This is going to be wife, kids. This is going to be all that shit, you know? So that's for that reason. I think it is a little bit better to let him say it first. You know, let's make a deal, all right? It's been 4 months. If you really like this guy and you want to be with him and you love him, let it go 2 more months and see if he says it. Let's just make that deal. If it hits 6 months and he doesn't say I love you, then you say it first. You know, but give it another 2 months. Let it rock for another 2, because you're probably right in that spot. Maybe he's going to fucking say it next week. You know, if you feel like you're getting there, give him an extra 2 months as a slow man to get there himself. Is that fair? And if at 6 months it's not happening, then you fire the shot. You see what's what. Okay? But let's just make that deal just between us gals. That's the episode for the week, folks. I hope you fucking enjoyed it. Grab your tickets to come to a show, lovefur.com/shows. Spread the word. Bring your friends. Leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Join the fucking Patreon gang. Tell your Instagram friends about it. You know, call your dad. Do whatever you got to do. And I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the show and being a part of what we do here. Hope you guys had fun. We're fucking around. You know, don't take anything too serious. And have a great fucking week. I'll see you guys on the Friday premium episode. And, you know, pick up a hobby. Find a nice hobby that you like doing at home. And other than that, take it easy, folks. Have a great week. Let's get it. Bye. Thank you.